Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Hey, Brad.
What's up, Adam?
Oh, dude, you know, just feeling real chill.
You look good, you feel good.
Oh, and when you look good and you feel good, you pod good.
Darn right. And what's the best way that we can pod good?
Put Koi CBD in your body.
It's so great. I'm so glad that these guys jumped on as the sponsors. CBD oil is the hottest thing in health right now. You watch the news. Every day there's a new study about how good this stuff is.
Oh, yeah.
And the benefits of it.
We're one press conference away from Trump being like, this is why my cheeseburgers taste so good. They've got Koi CBD oil in them. CBD, if you don't know what it is, it's not weed. That's a big misconception. It's an oil derived from an industrial hemp plant that has no psychoactive effects, so you get the medical benefits from the hemp plant without getting the high, man. It's a great natural alternative to over-the-counter and pharmaceutical drugs. Now, there's a lot of uses for CBD oil.
Absolutely.
Creams, tinctures, vapes, gummies, which Koi all provides. I fuck with the gummies every morning because it starts my day off with a very relaxed, chill, meditative. I just feel dialed in. There's got to be something in these gummies that also, you know, gives your brain an extra level of coherentness. Is that the word?
Well, because you probably took
it makes you make up words.
You took a gummy before you said that. That's for sure. And I do the same thing, but I have the oils. I just take the CBD oil. I put it in my tea, and then I'm good to go for
You're
the rest
a tea guy
of the day.
Now. Is that from being married?
I mean, I don't know what it is.
Tea is great, though.
I'm a tea guy because it makes me feel good. And CBD oil, Koi CBD oil, makes me feel even better. They got all sorts of flavors. They got
the flavors?
They got peppermint. They got lemon lime. They got blue raspberry. They got all these different things.
They are the fruity pebbles of CBD oil. People use it, too, for pain, anxiety, inflammation. My mom uses the Koi topical creams for arthritis. And she straight up told me, she's like, I don't hurt like I hurt before.
That's a great slogan.
And I'm like, that is so honest and real, and that's coming from a Jewish mom. Yeah. And as you said, they don't lie.
This stuff works so well, I'm scared to rub the lotion on me because I think it might cure my dwarfism. And then what the fuck am I going to joke about?
Well, Koi CBD, all these products are manufactured in the USA with 100% natural CBD oil. It's the best tasting product on the market, as we've attested to the flavors. We've tried a bunch. People have come to us all the time trying to be like, yo, can we sponsor? We haven't found the one we've liked until now. And they're America's number one trusted CBD brand. All the products are THC-free. And it's a family-owned and operated company. And if you want to fuck with Koi, which you should because we do, and we can't talk about how much we love their products enough, the gummies, the tinctures, the creams, the tinctures, the drops. Dude, I put a couple drops in before I go to bed. And it also makes it easier to drink coffee because coffee gives me a little bit of anxiety.
Yep.
Now it calms me down. So I love that. If you want it, go to KoiCBD.com right now. Put in promo code AboutLastNight, all one word, all caps, for 20% off any retail order from the website. KoiCBD.com, promo code AboutLastNight for 20% off the order. Start feeling good. Start living good. Start looking good. Start dwarfing good.
Start dwarfing good.
The official dwarf sponsor.
Koi is the official CBD sponsor of dwarves. Can I say that? I'm pretty sure.
You've got proof.
I'm a dwarf. I'll bring it up at the next meeting.
And now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray.
Hey, Los Angeles, this is Steve from Heat Maps. We're playing a show Thursday, May 23rd at Silver Lake Lounge. Tickets are available now at Ticketfly.com. Check out our new record, Let It All In, on Spotify and Apple Music. I'll see you guys there. This is a song called Beth.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Monday. What an episode today. Holy shit. Live from Austin, Texas at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. Brad and I had a great time. It's one of the best festivals on the planet. We did a live ALN, packed it out. And our guests were Jessica Kirsten and Big J Okerson, two just heavy hitters in the comedy game. Two of the best. Quite honestly, look up all their shit online. They've got specials, TV shows. They're just two of the greats, and we're so lucky to have them on this live episode in Austin. So enjoy the hell out of this one, man. Avery Pearson joined us on the keys. We talked about Jess being raised with a Jewish mother, having children. Big J talked about seeing his daughter's bush, which was hilarious and awkward and great. And we played a game of Florida or Austin, where we found hilarious stories that happened and had to determine if it was in Austin or Florida, because both places get fucking weird. Enjoy this episode. Follow everybody online at Jessica Kirsten, at Big J Ogerson, at Funny Brad, at Adam Ray Comedy, at Avery Funny, at Ailen Podcast. Come see me live this weekend in Brea with Adam Carolla, the 17th and 18th at the Brea Improv, doing Adam Carolla Unprepared shows. I'll do some stand-up up top, and then Adam and I will riff on the words that the audience members write on ping pong balls that I will pull out, and we'll just do some improvised stand-up. It's going to be great. Friday, Saturday, 17th and 18th, Brea Improv. Brad Williams will be in the Punchline, at the Punchline in Sacramento, California, Thursday through Saturday, 16th through the 18th. So go see Brad. Sac Punchline, tickets at bradwilliamscomedy.com. My big show coming up, May 24th, Seattle, Washington, the Triple Door. A few tickets left. Cannot wait to come home, do a new hour of material. May 24th, Triple Door. Get your tickets ASAP. 8 p.m. Friday night, baby. I'll see you there. Of course, get my album, Read the Room. It's out right now everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. Go get it. AdamRayComedy.com. Pick that up. She-Ra Season 2 is out right now on Netflix. Go watch that. And subscribe to the pod on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating, huh? And email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com. We will read some fan emails. Give you a chance to win some merch. Had a lot of ALN fans come out this weekend at the Liberty Township Funny Bone in Cincinnati. Holy shit. So many great ALN fans. One in particular I want to give a shout out to, Aaron Cook from Cincy. This motherfucker's been listening to the pod since the beginning. Came out, was so cool. Talked pod, talked comedy. Aaron Cook, thanks for coming out, dude. You are this week's ALN Fan of the Week. So shoot us back your address and we'll send you some free ALN merch, all right? So many great guests coming up, man. I cannot wait for the next few months of ALN. We've got some heavy hitters stacked up, a few on the horizon. So make sure you subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. And now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Oh, shit. I forgot to almost say, I'm moving. I bought a condo for myself. Yep, that's right. Moving, bought a condo. I'm a big boy, growing up. So the ALN podcast will be moving to a studio that will be built inside my condo. Can't wait. Gonna fancy the fuck out and get a lot of new eps coming from this new studio. So be on the lookout for that. New videos, new promo shit. It's gonna be great. All right, now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast live from Austin with Jessica Kirsten, Big J Ogerson, Brad Williams, Avery Pearson, and Adam Ray.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. What no podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas, it's the About Last Night podcast live! Please welcome your hosts, Adam Ray and Brad Williams!
Today in Austin,
I saw a guy take a bird and throw it at a bird.
Today in Austin,
I saw a woman ask if a tortilla was humanely raised.
Today in Austin,
I saw a guy throw a bird at a bird, and I was that guy. I threw a bird at a bird.
That was you?
Today in Austin,
I saw a guy take a piss in a phone booth and voodoo donuts.
Today in Austin,
I saw a guy steal a bird scooter, but then get run over by a lime scooter.
Today in Austin,
I saw a girl puke on herself and then use it as sunscreen. That's because today in Austin is a day in Austin where you can see anything.
Guys, welcome to the Live About Last Night podcast. We got songs, we got Jews, we got dwarves. Thanks for coming out. You guys pumped to be here? Thank you so much.
We've got dwarves?
Yeah, multiple.
Oh, multiple.
I thought if we pour water on you, you double. No?
You know what?
That's a myth?
I could probably say that and everyone would be like, no, it's completely true. We haven't gotten human cloning yet, but we can make more midgets. All the dwarves hanging out with Snow White, turns out it was just a leaky pipe.
By the way, didn't you see, I saw you post a picture of you with a girl dressed as Snow White.
Yes.
Was that last night?
Because it was literally about last night, tie into the podcast. I can't talk. Okay. too much drinking. No, I was walking down 6th Street, and there was a group of girls all dressed as different Disney princesses because they wanted to cover every fetish. And
was it a bachelorette party?
I must have been. That's the only way that girls do something like that, all crazy as a group, right?
Yeah. Guys will never do that.
What? Someone's objecting. We've already offended someone. Jesus Christ.
Yes, God. 5 minutes in.
How early can you offend people?
Nice. Yeah.
My
good.
Favorite princess was Mulan, and you haven't mentioned her, you cuck.
We want the diverse princess. Yeah, you never see a group of dudes dress up. For like a themed, guys, Troy, Kevin, Matt, Steve, Ron, and Bill. Dude, we're dressing up as the fucking Power Rangers and getting fucked up.
Yeah, and I walked by, and there was a woman dressed as Snow White. And here's the thing.
You get excited when you see that, right?
Obviously.
You're like, oh, family.
I get very excited when I see someone dressed as Snow White because people think this is a bit. This is not a bit.
No.
I have a fantasy. I would like to fuck Snow White.
Yeah. You're not alone. Yeah, see, this guy was like, me too, dude. Mufasa, while we're at it, while we're talking about iconic characters.
And people are like, oh, you're just doing that because it's a joke. No, because she hung out with 7 dwarves who, protected her, fed her, gave her a bed, fastened 2 beds together to make a full bed for her because she's a tall bitch, can't live in a fucking dwarf house. And they adjusted their lives, and then she friend-zoned all of them. All of them! you're telling me you can't give Happy a handy?
That's a t-shirt waiting to happen, by the way. Give Happy a handy.
Hashtag give Happy a handy, 2020. I've always wanted to have sex with Snow White, but my wife is Chinese, so I can only have sex with Mulan. And
that's the
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first racist joke of the night. But so I walk up, and I'm like, hey, you're Snow White, I'm a dwarf. And she looked at me like, huh? Fuck you, bitch. Okay. You dressed up as Snow White. You know the consequences, all right? If you see a dwarf, you gotta take a fucking picture with them, okay? That's who dresses up as Snow White and then gets surprised? Like, a dwarf? Why? Me? Don't you wanna go with Elsa? No, I'm not a fucking snowman.
Well, not with that attitude.
Yeah, that's very true.
This is, we're never, though, surprised at what you see here. This truly is probably the only city that gets away with literally any sort, at the airport. I thought I'd seen everything at the airport, but in the bathroom, in the urinal, I don't know if you guys have seen this, I look over at the urinal next to me, and there was a little piece of poop in the urinal at the one next to me. And that's what I'm talking about.
I have so many questions.
Did you hear that response? Half of you laughed. The other half was like, yeah, dude, sometimes that happens here now. So it's about time you start adjusting. In my eyes, 2 things went down when I saw that. I'm like, either one guy rushed in a panic, stalls were full, took matters into his own hands, or we've got a new type of fella out there who we don't have all the info on that we'd like.
Sure.
And he's pooping out of his penis. And if that's the case, we need to put global warming on the back burner and
solve this.
Find these penis poopers.
What do you think
happened?
Well, I mean, I think that it was a kid who was just like, Dad, I got a shit. And then, it wasn't a dad. It was a mom. Because sometimes moms take their sons into the men's bathroom because they're like, hey, we got to do it. And she goes in and she wasn't familiar with urinals. And the kid's like, I got a shit. And she's like, this is probably something. And she held up the kid and that's what happened. Obviously, the audience does not share my law and order description. Now, here, I'm going to do something right now. I'm going to give an update on a bit that I used to do. I used to do a bit on the fact that there's always that one urinal that is low in the men's bathroom,
right.
And that is my fucking urinal, okay? That is mine, not yours. Mine, all right? That's reserved for me, your five-year-old son, Zachary, or any guy with a two-foot dick. And I get very upset.
It'd be great if they had that sign above that urinal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
just,
an outline of you,
yeah,
an outline of
they
the
just
child.
They just have my picture. And it's me doing a, hey.
Yeah.
You know, and
if this isn't you, step away.
Yeah. So I do this whole bit how I get very mad when guys use that urinal, because then I got to do the, I got to pee dance right behind them. So an update to this story. So I go to a bathroom, this is like 3 days ago, and all the urinals are open except for one, and the guy is using the tall urinal, but he's using the one that's right next to the dwarf urinal, okay? So I go up, I'm like, I gotta pee, I use the dwarf urinal. All right, now I'm next to him, and he looks over at me like, well, come on, dude, buffer zone. Like, how the fuck do you think this buffer zone is gonna work? You need to hang me from the coat rack, I'm gonna pee across the fucking room? Like...
How is
that going to work? And I don't even get the concept of buffer zone in the men's bathroom. It's like, hey, man, if you get too close to me, I might look at your dick and be like, I should suck that. And that scares me. I don't want to face those demons. So, yeah.
Do you want to do a PSA? Abe, can you give Brad some PSA music for the dwarf urinal?
Okay.
Because I feel like we haven't seen this. So.
Hey there, guys. Do you ever go to a bathroom and you're like, wow. Time to drain the lizard. And that's fine. But you know that small urinal on the side? That's not your urinal. That's not meant for you. That's meant for Brad Williams. Or Wee Man. Not Peter Dinklage. Fuck him. You are not allowed to use that urinal. And you think, ah, what's the harm? Well, if you use that urinal and Brad walks in, where's Brad gonna pee? Have you ever thought about that? Where's Brad gonna pee? I tell you where Brad's gonna pee. He's gonna go full R. Kelly on your leg. That's what he's gonna do.
This message brought to you by Angry Dwarves Everywhere.
I'm Brad Williams. I approve this message.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. No applause.
Yeah. Thank you. All right.
It's like they've heard other dwarf PSAs before.
Yes.
Like, yeah, we saw that after an episode.
Now, in the opening song, I did talk about a guy stealing a bird scooter and then get hit with a Lime scooter.
You saw that.
I did see that. Also, so you guys are from Austin. How do you feel about the bird scooters and the Lime scooters that are all over your city?
Taking
yay?
Over.
Nay? Oh, a lot of people don't like them.
A lot of people that have also been hit by Lime scooters.
Yeah. I'm going to take the very unpopular opinion and say I like the scooters. Now... Obviously, I like the scooters because it takes me 9,421 steps to match every one of yours.
Yeah.
Therefore, I like the scooters so I can go fast. Also, when you see a midget on a scooter fly by, it makes your fucking life, okay? Like,
you make a wish.
No one's sad after that.
Yeah.
Would you be? Picture it right now. Picture it right now. Close your eyes and just see me flying past you.
Oh my God, this guy's actually doing it.
Yeah.
That guy literally was like,
well,
it's a better life. It's a better life.
Of course he was closing his eyes.
Peter.
Of course he was doing it. He's like, well, a midget telling me to do something. I have to do it. If not, he can turn me to stone.
Yeah.
I've seen Willow. They threw acorns. It happened.
Wait, now how fast can you legally go on a bird scooter?
Legally?
Yeah.
No. I think you go between 15 and 20 miles an hour. So you just see, like, midget, you know, and that's...
Is that what you scream when you go by?
I did yell, because there was, like, a group of people just on the sidewalk, and I was barreling towards them, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to slow down in time.
Yeah.
So I just yelled out, midget on a scooter! And...
Yeah, I'd move out of the way if I heard that.
Everyone moved. They're like, what is that?
What does,
like,
that mean? Yeah.
I mean, I think they just thought that midget on a scooter was the name of a band that was playing the bar next door.
Yeah. Wait, so what? How did this transpire that somebody threw a scooter at another?
Well, because they saw them trying to, like, break open the bird scooter, and then they just picked up the nearest weapon, which happened to be a Lime scooter, and chuck it at the guy. And I just started laughing insanely.
because that is awesome. And you know, like, I'm just glad that people have scooters to throw at thieves and they don't look around for other things to toss, i.e. midgets. Right? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. That video would go viral. Man throws dwarf at man stealing his car.
That's a weird category on Pornhub for sure. Well, see, you have had time to see all this. I just got in literally a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
I was telling you this, and you asked me appropriately. I was doing a show. I'd never met him last night with Ray Romano in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And we were talking about when you meet somebody like that who has so famously been impersonated, how tough is it to not, when you talk to him, be like, you know, and
to
and
come? I thought that was your cum noise.
Maybe it is.
Deborah.
My name's Jill.
Not today.
But I think everybody, isn't it like one of those voices that, you know, because we started talking about like everyone. Yeah, I even heard somebody in the back go, like Ave.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, like it's one of those that everybody. And so I thought, I was like, well, that's, you know,
it's very
rude to probably do that to him, and he doesn't want to hear that. But then we were, and I was gonna tell him that, you know, I used to date a girl whose last name was Romano. My last name's Ray. I was like, maybe I'll say, hey, I dated a girl. She would have been Eleni Ray Romano. But like, that's not interesting, you know. And that would have
clearly by the reaction of the audience.
Yeah. And then I would have panicked and just been like, anyway, nice to meet you, you know.
Yeah.
But who do you think would be appreciative of hearing like their voice back, you know? Because there's got to be. Ray's got to hear that impression and be like, shut up already.
Yeah. I would say that if you ever met Morgan Freeman and then walked up to him and was like, hello, you're Morgan Freeman. I believe your voice to be the voice of God. I can't tell you when that I realized this, but all I know is I climbed through an entire pipe of shit to meet you today. Shawshank reference. Yeah.
I wish I could say I didn't search guy who throws dwarf at guy who hit guy with car on Pornhub, but I did.
Yeah, I think he would be honored because that's
Jason
badass.
Statham probably. That's right. Got to be one of the coolest voices of all time.
That's right, Jason Statham. You walk up to him, you're like, hey, you've been a great inspiration for bald men all across America. Because now like, there's a whole legion of bald men out there that thinks that they can kick ass, but they can't. Only you can't because you're Jason fucking Statham.
Not bad. Ave, do you have
a Jason Statham?
Don't you do like a Paul McCartney?
I do a Paul McCartney. Are there any other lovers out there? Did you know I wrote Blackbird?
Is that the only color of bird that you wrote a song about?
I also wrote a color about Bluebird, but Paul didn't like it. I'm talking about myself in the third person. Of course, I have inner battles.
Now,
hey, Paul.
He just loses it on stage.
I'm going to quit the Beatles. You did 40 years ago. Yeah. I can't handle this.
Other than Ray Romano, have you had any awkward celebrity encounters?
Yeah, I mean, I almost hit Diane Keaton with my car.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Paul, I haven't told
Paul
you the story.
Paul McCartney, huge Annie Hall fan.
I've got all the hats.
Yeah, it was, this was maybe like my second year out of college in Los Angeles, and when I was working at Universal Studios and hosting the Fear Factor live show and playing Wolverine. Yep, that's the right response. And just mostly silence. And I was driving through one of those areas where there was a crosswalk with no stoplight, right? So it's just kind of like the honor system. When you see like the lines for the crosswalk, you just kind of need to like be alert.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, spacing out, looking down at my phone, also just probably in my own head, just like, oh, I haven't seen an Orange Julius in a while, you know? And I approached this crosswalk too late to see a person that's like halfway through. So I see him on the brakes. And she was, you know, big hat, and she just kind of was like, oh, fuck, you know. And then I was like, oh, shit, I got to put my head out. I was like, I'm so sorry. And she turns around, and it was Diane Keaton. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And she looks up, and I was like, Diane Keaton. And she's like, yeah, you didn't kill me. And I was like, oh, man.
She was somehow adorable.
Yeah, exactly.
In an attempted murder.
Yeah. And then I was just thinking, like, not only, like, would that have been just awful for my life, but, like, that headline would have would have been a shitty way to go, you know. Yeah. Fake Wolverine kills Hollywood icon. I mean, I'm never coming back from that.
No, I met I met Magic Johnson one time, and I was and I was on a red carpet, so I had to interview Magic Johnson. Now I'm a massive Laker fan, and he comes over. I don't know why the guy's laughing just at me interviewing Magic. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because you're
the
right.
The visual.
Because I wouldn't be interviewing Magic Johnson. I'd be like, hey, so can your dick answer any questions?
Well, actually, there's one story.
Yeah. So I'm interviewing Magic Johnson, and I go, Laker great. Now you own the Dodgers. You got all these businesses. You've helped a ton of people in your city, raise awareness, and raise money. I go, how does it feel to be the world's greatest human? And he kind of laughs, and then he tells me a long-winded story, which I can't remember. And then he's like, oh, I had lots of help, lots of teammates. I'm just trying to give back. I think it's our duty. And then he pauses and goes, and if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing. And I went, not one thing? Not one thing. Yeah. There wasn't a night back in like 1992 when you were in an orgy and you're like, fuck it, I don't need a condom. Like, you wouldn't think that?
That might have been the time.
Wait, yeah. Did someone just whatever.
Too soon. Yeah. Nice. All right, well, let's get into the show, yeah?
Yeah, let's
you guys ready to start the show properly?
Yeah.
I think you guys can do better than that. Live from the North Door, are you guys ready for your first guest? It's an honor to bring this gal to the stage, one of the funniest people on planet Earth. You know her from The Tonight Show, from the film Comedian. She just shot her hour Comedy Central special. Give it up for the one, the only, Jessica Gerson!
Jessica Gerson, everybody, welcome to the
Hi,
stage.
How are you?
Doing wonderful. We're so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here.
Have you been here before?
No.
To Austin?
No.
Oh, first time?
Yeah, this is my first trip here.
Whoa, oh, first impressions? Because you travel a lot, right?
Yeah, a lot of the homeless people are white.
That's how you know this is a real progressive city.
That's what I thought. That's exactly
what I thought.
We
have white homeless people.
Yeah.
No. Okay. On top of that, so I'm on the road a lot, and my wife is Chinese, and I mow my lawn. And some of my neighbors don't realize that I actually live in my house because I'm on the road so much. So they see a midget mowing the lawn. They're like, wow, Chinese lady's got a midget gardener. That is good. That is good.
Chinese lady.
Yeah, is that what you call your wife?
That's what they call.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, I only call her that when we're role playing.
Yeah.
And I.
You should make her like a Jew or something. You know what I mean? Something else.
Just have her go,
ah!
That's so
Stop
hot.
Stop it! You're hurting me!
That is like the. If there was like a Jewish catchphrase, that probably would be it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
ay, ay, ay.
My mom says, oy gevalt. Have you heard that one?
I grew up with oy gevalt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grew up with oy gevalt is the name of a special.
Wait. Was oy gevalt like a Jewish children's entertainer? Who are we talking about?
Children were having oy gevalt come today.
Ugh, today.
I did grow up. There
it's
was
so hot.
My mom did bring me, and you're just wanting to see any sort of entertainment as a kid. But she took us to, I don't know if you ever got to see these guys. They were jugglers. They were Jew jugglers, and they were get it. And they were called the Flying Karamazov Brothers.
I've heard of them.
Fuck you for laughing at that. That was their name.
Really?
Yeah.
The Flying Karamazov?
Did they juggle matzo balls?
They should have. I was so bummed that they didn't. No, they just...
They juggled a checkbook and a busy schedule.
Nice. Oh, so funny, Brad. You're just jealous you never got to see him live.
I am jealous. I mean, that and I'm kind of like, all right, you know how when black people got mad at Elvis for stealing their music, I'm going to get mad at Jews for going into the world of circus performers.
Oh, God. Everyone needs to stop being mad of us. I don't even know what the fuck we ever did.
Yeah, I know, right?
We don't need more people.
And now you do an impression of your mother often on stage.
Well, the Jewish woman is my grandmother.
Grandmother.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's my nanny B.
Yeah, it's so good, by the way.
Thank you.
What do you think is more, I guess, just iconic in the world of of Jewish mothers, the grandmother or the mother. I guess it's kind of the heightened version is the grandmother, right? Because yes. they're just they've been around longer, so
yeah.
there's more.
But the mother's much more annoying. I mean, my mom called me. She's like, I'm concerned about you going to Austin. There's a huge storm there. I'm like, no, there isn't. It's fine. She's like, I don't feel safe with you going to Austin. I'm like, what are you talking? I looked and it was all sunny, but like one day it rained. And
yeah.
she had a nervous breakdown that I was coming here.
I mean, I had a dream that the wind blew you into the river. Yeah.
yeah.
And what about grandmother? What were her concerns?
Oh, she was so honest. Like yeah. My grandmother was amazing. She would just walk in and be like, you look horrible. You need makeup. You look disgusting. It's like so abusive.
Real self-esteem booster right yeah. there.
Oh, what was her name?
Beatrice Farbman.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
That's such a great grandma name.
Why are men groaning in the audience?
It's not really a hot name. Like, suck my dick, Beatrice. I mean, it's not. The names are not hot. Take it, Lois. Come on, Lois. Take it.
You like that, Gertrude?
Yeah, yeah. It's not. Oh, yeah. Right there, Sylvia.
yeah, there's some. There's
right
some,
there, Sylvia.
That was my grandma.
Put a finger in my ass, Sylvia. Come on. Come on.
There's some names that just.
Yeah, it's just not hot.
They
yeah.
don't do it.
Yeah.
Are you learning stuff from your mom to pass on to your child, or are you trying to avoid certain things?
No, my mom was great, but she's a therapist. I grew up with a mother who's a therapist,
oh,
and
wow.
she saw a client. I know it's and why you, I'm sitting here right now.
And you, and yeah, she, yeah, I was going to say, and you became a comedian?
I went for a master's in social work, and
oh,
then
wow.
I started doing comedy. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
I mean, I was going to be a therapist. This is the same thing, except I don't have to listen. I just
yeah.
talk. It's
yeah.
the same. Yeah.
Would that happen in the... How far did you get along with it? Did you actually do sessions?
Not that far, but I worked in an organization, but it was so depressing. I
yeah.
couldn't do it. It was
just
so...
Just hearing other people's...
Yeah. yeah. I mean, this is more depressing.
But also a little cathartic.
Yes. Because going to Wichita on a Friday night for 110 people for yeah. $500 is
right.
just our dream.
And I don't even say I'm Jewish or gay. I'm like, I love dick and ham. You know what I mean? I don't want to get killed. But it's...
I love dick and ham. That was a lost Dr. Seuss
that's
book.
The, yeah. Yeah.
Would you eat dick and ham in a house? Would you eat dick and ham with a mouse?
Maybe.
Would you eat dick and ham on Fisherman's Wharf? Would you eat them with a dwarf?
I
yes.
would. Yeah. Yeah, my mom taught me a lot about, you know, people and being good to people. And
yeah.
But, you know, she was always helping everyone else.
Do they
She's
approve,
a very good person.
Do they approve of the comedy transition?
Well, now they do.
Yeah.
But at first, when I was going to graduate school, they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
you're
going to
be a comedian? I mean, it sounds nuts.
Because also, like, what is their reference of... Like, who do they know? Do they, like,
well,
bring
they
up to
were,
you, like...
Oh, most Jews, as you know,
yeah.
are very into comedy.
Yeah.
So they knew, you know, a lot of people. But,
sure.
I mean, now it's great because it's a talking point.
Yeah.
So now they tell everyone.
Of course.
You know, if there's something to brag about, it's great.
Yeah.
So
they talk about your appearance on Crashing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good.
By the
Did
way,
you guys see Jess
so
on
good.
Crashing?
So
good.
So good on Crashing. Like, you were in that whole episode, pretty much.
Yeah, it was great. They flew us to South Carolina to film it. It was
That's
great.
Awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
And you got to, on the episode, which, by the way, RIP Crashing. I was so mad when that show got canceled because it's so fucking good.
I know. It was crazy.
On the episode, you have a crazy sort of morning radio experience. Were you able to pull anything from real life for
of
that?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the worst thing ever to get up at 5-6 in the morning and you have to be on. And it's normally like 2 minutes. It's insane. Sometimes
yeah.
it's very short.
Yeah.
So you only have that time to try to get people to come to the show. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. Right. 10 after the hour, 50 before the hour. We got news, traffic, weather, more news. Jessica Kirsten, very funny lady. Very funny lady. Jessica Kirsten coming in. All right, you're going to be at the Yuck Yuck Fuck.
You're going to be at the Rectal Hut this Friday yeah. and Saturday.
You're going to be at the Rectal Hut. What can people expect from your show?
I hate that fucking question.
I hate that question, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to, you know, take all my clothes off and shit on stage. Like, what? That's
whoa! They always
whoa,
act shocked.
You shit? I don't know any ladies that shit.
And then there's always one girl on the side that goes, yes, we do.
Yeah, an intern with huge tits.
No, but she was hired because she's very qualified.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite place that you've been in the last year that...
Well, I love the audiences here, to be honest. I'm trying to get people to come to the later shows. But no, I do. I love the audiences here. I love performing. I mean, New York is where I'm based, and it's the you can't get a better comedy audience than there.
Why is that?
Because they know comedy, and you can say anything. They don't get offended easily. Believe it or not, because a lot of them are liberal, they really don't get offended. Like, you can get dark.
When you're going up at the Comedy Cellar, is that... is that an intimidating thing because there's so many amazing comedians?
Sometimes, but I go up there a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, on a weekend night, I might do 4 or 5 shows. So it's I'm just so used to it after all these years. But yeah, that's the best of the best. Like you said, Ray, I mean, he comes in there all the time. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I love
it
there.
That's a hot sound,
too. Oh, I film a new special there.
Put a finger in my ass, Sylvia.
This summer, Everybody Loves Raymond goes to HBO.
Oh, Mom, get out of here. Oh, it's your finger.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Ray, bud.
Have you seen, like, that is a big deal for comedians, especially now, to have a safe spot where you truly feel like you don't have to be censored, right?
Right.
Do you feel any of that? Like, everyone's always, that's the big question I get from any non-comedian, is just like, how can you even go up there now? Because, like, the climate, like, you can't say anything.
It's made me more edgy. I'm disgusting now.
Yeah, oh, really?
Like, I was, I don't care.
In.
Yeah, I'm getting even more. Like, it's like, don't silence me or tell me what I can and can't. It's crazy.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to talk about? Rainbows? And I mean, I've had a hard time in life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And
to talk about it.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of the critics don't understand. It's like, if you walk on stage and you go, let me tell you about my day to day. I woke up, looked over at my beautiful wife, and she said, go get him, Tiger. She made me breakfast. I walked downstairs. Yeah. The drive was very pleasant. No traffic. Weather was fantastic. And that's my day, and now we're here.
Right.
Hilarious. Shit has to happen to you.
Of course. That's what you have to talk about. And the whole point of me, the biggest reason why I do stand up is because I want to say what I want to say and not have people silence me. That's the truth.
Now, so. When doing... like, because you have a wife and a child, do they ever...
I have 2 kids.
You have two kids?
Yeah, I have 2 baby mamas, and they're both very attractive. I'm like a rapper, I swear to God.
Good for you.
Wow.
They're both feminine looking, so it's okay. I don't want anyone to get tense, because we're both feminine looking. So,
it's all right. It's all right if one of them's like feminine looking.
No, I'm not into butchy women. I'd be with a guy. Yeah, I'm not, you know, because it's...
So
I don't mind the dick, that's the thing. I don't. I just don't like what's inside.
A lesbian memoir.
It's
I don't
true.
Mind the dick.
From the producers of Dick and Ham. I don't mind the dick.
I never mind sucking dick because I'm an eater. I mean, that's really true. Like, I say it on stage, but
Dave.
I do, I take a... you know what I mean? I really...
Don't mind sucking dick. I'm an eater.
This is beautiful. I'm going to cry.
Yummy dick.
That's amazing. Wait, how old are you?
Oh, your favorite 1940s jazz sucking dick songs on one compilation CD.
Ooh, that dick. I could suck it. Nah, I'll just eat it.
I just, you know, don't like what's inside of it. That's really true. Like, I don't like glue. You know, it's just,
it's like eating a peep.
What?
It's like peeps.
Yeah.
The what? Easter,
huh? Peeps.
The Easter, the Easter candy. All right, let's move on.
Have you done a taste test?
Your penis?
No, but peeps.
Have you done a blind taste test like the Pepsi challenge? We're like, is it peeps?
I don't understand.
I'm saying,
how does a peep come out of your penis?
Looks like I misspoke. But what I was trying to say was that peeps look like they'd be good and they're gross.
If they came with peeps, I'd eat them.
Fuck you guys. I love tits.
If that's what came out, I would suck dick all day.
Yeah, you got it here. I love tits when I'm deflected. That I like peeps.
There it is.
So, fellas, what we're trying to say is be festive and dye your dick for Easter.
How... How old are your kids?
So I have an almost 13-year-old who's an actress.
Okay.
Yep.
How is that?
It's crazy. Like, the worst. She goes on auditions. It's horrible.
Yeah. But also, she's got to be talented.
She's very talented, yeah. And she's stunning because I picked her dad. Anyway, I hope I remember that because that's a funny
that's
line.
Really
it really
funny.
Is. I mean, he's not her dad, the donor. Yeah. So,
you picked
the
donor?
Yeah, we used the donor. Yeah.
Now, how do they present
and
that to you?
You could see pictures. It's fucking crazy.
Whoa. Is it almost like Tinder for that?
Yeah, and then like. And a lot of my friends who are comics, female comics, are like, your kids are stunning. Like, I'm picking the donor, too. They're both gorgeous. They're different donors, but they're both gorgeous.
That's amazing.
And then my wife, this is so fucking insane. Everyone's going to get so stressed now. My wife is pregnant with twins. So
whoa!
I'm going to have...
Whoa! Yay!
So I'm going to have
this guy got so nervous.
This is a bad idea.
So, no, boy. Too much kid talk. I forgot I have any.
Lesbians having twins and picking out sperm. I can't do it.
That's too progressive for me.
Too progressive.
Back to Indiana.
It was enough with the dwarf and the Jew talking.
Oh, boy. All this peep cock talk got me hot.
His girlfriend or someone keeps saying something. What are you saying? Oh,
she just turned around and looked for something.
Too many kids. It is. It's horrible. I never wanted a child. I'm being completely 100%.
Whoa,
ever.
You've been doing a great job at sticking to that. Yeah.
Like my parents said to my mom said, the only thing I cared about when you came out to me was that I wouldn't have grandchildren, and now you're going to have four. It's fuck, and they're all girls. Can you imagine?
Whoa.
Thank God I'm on the road. I'm booking a world tour. I swear to God. My special's coming out, and I'm leaving. Like, it's such good timing.
It's called the I'll Be Home Soon Tour.
Yeah.
Now, when a straight person says, I don't want kids, but then they had a couple kids, that seems like, yeah, that happens because, you know, there's an oops, you know, whatever. But when a lesbian says, I never wanted kids, I feel like there's more steps you have to take to actually get the kids.
We can take those steps. I was with two.
You had to go through a catalog.
Wait, how?
I was with two women who, I'll take that one.
He's got big biceps.
Which one has a discount?
I don't care. I've got a coupon.
If the kid has one eye, can I get a 10% discount?
You should be able to. Wait, how specific do they...
I was against it, but then I did, you know, I agreed to it, and I got excited, and then I fell in love with my first kid, and I was like, all right, you know. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, I love my kids, but I don't love kids. That's being completely honest.
Wow.
I don't.
So you have no interest in, like, their friends?
I never get down with, I mean, once in a while, but I'm always annoyed. You know, I have anxiety, so it's a lot.
Yeah.
Do they
help subside that a little, just being around them?
Yeah. I mean, but when they're crying, I get, like, it just, I can't handle it. Yeah. Like, like it just
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what it is.
Thanks for reminding me to pull out.
Yeah. Oh my God. If I pull out. Yeah.
So how do you handle that? Just lock them in the garage?
I walk in the other room and say I have to work. I'm such a man.
Now
I'm such a man.
How are you going to like the children's birthday parties and like socializing with the other parents?
That's
and
hard
kids?
For well no, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay. It's just, I think I have a very hard time with people's opinions and telling us what to do and how to do it. You know, like, especially with the twins, you should do this, you should do that. You know, everyone has an opinion. It's like, I didn't ask you what your opinion is. We have it down pat. It's okay.
Do you have the, like, we always assume that everyone's always open and loving and honest, but, like, do you still have the people, like, even today when they
of
go,
course.
Oh, so you and your... friend, you babysitting for the husband or something? Or what's this going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm 10 years older, so I'm hoping that they just think I'm the grandmom so I can just, like, sit. Like, everyone will just give me a seat. No, I mean, of course people have issues with it. And it's a lot to explain. It's a lot to explain on stage.
I went through a catalog. I saw a degree in electrical engineering, and I went that way.
You know
one.
What's funny? I know more about... that the donors than anyone probably would ever know about their partner. I mean, I know every medical, like from every family member, I know everything.
Well, they give you all
I've
that info,
I've heard interviews and seen pictures. So I know the whole history.
Interviews about the donor.
Well, they've talked in it. Yeah, it's crazy what you can hear now and what they show
do
you.
Do they give you like contacts to reach out to?
No,
like,
I mean, they have that choice later on, but they don't. Yeah.
If you want, like, oh, he went to Harvard Business School.
Yeah, that's what it, I mean.
Is that more expensive than, like, well, he's a trucker that needed gas money?
Yeah.
Like
this guy works at Quiznos.
Well, right. It's like if you pick a Mexican, it's much cheaper.
Yeah.
Now.
It should be.
Now it's really cheap to get a Mexican. It was always cheap to get a black guy. Jews are a fortune.
They have to be. Yeah.
Holy shit.
What kind of Jew?
No, we were able to pick both times a Jewish man with my feature. It's crazy. They both kind of look like me.
That's
weird.
Crazy.
It's really
amazing because that terrifies me as my wife and I are trying to have kids. Because like if the kid comes out a dwarf, I can't look at the kid and be like, maybe you got it from your mom.
Right. Like that's clearly your.
Do they have dwarf options? Could you get dwarf donors?
I don't know. I mean, I
would you like a dwarf donor?
Of course.
Jesus.
Hey.
Creep table for one. Who wouldn't? Yeah. How much does that cum cost?
That's a great game show.
How much does what?
Welcome back to How Much. Hi, I'm Mario Lopez.
He would absolutely host it. How much does that cum cost? Okay. So we have a Jew dropped out of high school to work at his father's business.
That he turned around.
When he turned around, invested wisely, drives a Honda.
How much? Everybody, how much
does that cum cost?
We'll be right back.
I thought you said cunt that whole time. I swear I can't.
That comes
said
on
cunt.
After.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great hour word. Block of television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of going through a catalog and ranking, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna pull this out into this game. Okay, so I came up with a fun game that me and a friend of mine were playing the other day.
Yep.
Where if you go to the website imdb.com, every person on IMDb has a star ranking, and that's like where they like in all the people on imdb.com where they are ranked in terms of how much they work, how much people search for them. Everyone has a star ranking. So, like, Brad Pitt, there's this many people on imdb.com. Brad Pitt is number 137.
Wow.
Wow.
Who's ahead of Pitt?
Coming on after How Much Is That Cum? Who's ahead of Pitt? So I thought it'd be a fun game to just name a couple random celebrities, and you guys, Avery, join in too. You guys can guess who has the higher star ranking.
Great. Avery, do we have a theme song
the
for this
game? The piano is amazing.
Who's got a higher star ranking?
Nice. That was not scripted. Give it up for Avery.
I just made that up.
Just made that up.
Yeah. Completely improvised. Completely improvised. All right.
That was brilliant.
Our first two celebrities. Who has a higher star ranking? Jesse Smollett or Bill Cosby? These would be easy.
Bill Cosby.
All right. Jessica
well,
says...
Well, is this about rape or just being a star?
Lying in a court of law. Okay. So you're going Bill Cosby.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Adam Ray, who do you go with?
I'm so nerve-wracking.
So it's Cosby or Smollett?
Cosby or Smollett. Who has a higher star ranking?
Bill. We're calling him Bill now?
She's so familiar with him.
Yeah. How would you remember? I'll go with Bill.
All right. Avery? Yeah.
I'm going to go with just
Jew
that
Smollett.
Did the stupid thing.
The J guy.
That guy.
By the way, I just found out that Jesse Smollett was in the original Mighty Ducks, and it is fucking up that movie for
me.
Wait,
who did he play in Mighty Ducks?
He's Jesse Hall's little brother, the other Hall. She just yelled out, can we change our answer? He's in the Mighty Ducks.
Wow.
Now,
The first one,
in the first one. We should have known because there's that famous cut scene where like the kid comes and says, no, all those players from the Hawks beat me up.
Did he wear a fucking dress?
Yeah. No, that's absolutely real. He's in that movie. It's blowing my mind. All right. To answer the question.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby's star ranking, 8,871.
Wow.
There you go. You supported him, and that's what happens.
Jesse Smollett's star ranking, 3,693.
What?
Jesse is ranked higher.
I got it.
Listen, guys, I've said it a million times. That's why you have to play the game.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
You think he'll work again?
Jesse or Bill?
Jussie? No.
Bill's working right now, but just in prison.
He's making soap.
Yep.
He's making soap.
Why was someone groaned at that joke? Hey, man, I'm a big fan of soap. Don't dismiss.
No, they were doing it because of the ass plowing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Plowing. That's a hot word.
Put
too.
A finger in my ass, Sylvia. Yeah.
All right.
Don't All right. plow me. Don't plow my asshole.
Oh, this
I
is
had
what
the run since last Tuesday.
This is what happens in prison, bitch.
Get out of my ass.
Bake me.
No. You're a Jew hater.
Who has a higher star ranking? Michael Jackson.
Jesus. This is a lot of.
Or R. Kelly.
Ooh.
Dueling documentaries on
That's
HBO
a hard one.
Lifetime.
That is a tough one.
All right.
I don't know. The other one was
ranking.
The opposite.
I'm hearing a lot of love for Michael right now.
A lot of love from over there. A lot of support for Michael Jackson. She's all about Michael Jackson and all of his thoughts. Okay.
Don't put words in my mouth.
She's getting very defensive. Jessica, who has a higher star ranking according to IMDb.com. Michael Jackson, R. Kelly.
I think R. Kelly.
R. Kelly's going to hire... No, and what's your logic on this?
Yeah. Nothing. Okay. I thought Bill Cosby, and I was off by 5,000. That's a huge number.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with R. Kelly.
R. Kelly with the higher star ranking. Adam Ray, what's the higher star ranking?
Well, I think MJ's doc is more fresh, right? Mm-hmm. So his tunes probably got him back in the limelight a little stronger than
fresh.
Than Robert.
Robert, first name basis.
Yeah. but I don't know, man. I mean,
they hang out. They play racquetball on Saturdays.
Yeah. I'm gonna go, I think, R. Kelly's.
All right. Yeah. Avery.
Yeah, I'm going to look at the man in the mirror and say Michael Jackson.
Oh, is he tied in a song title? That was smart. R. Kelly's star ranking, 30,558.
Oh, still relevant.
Michael Jackson. 3,292, oh Michael Jackson.
Oh,
higher star rating. Avery is 2-0.
2-2. That's right. I know all how right, to pick them. Fucking monsters.
All right, guys. We have one more.
Okay, great.
One more. Who has a higher star ranking? Brad Williams.
Oh.
Wee Man.
Oh.
Or Adam Ray.
Ooh.
Oh.
Plot twist.
Oh, you thought I'd go with a third dwarf, but I didn't.
Because you don't know one.
It's very true. I don't know any others.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with you, the goat. Right.
You know, the goat?
A goat. No, I'm joking. Oh.
Can I go with the goat? I was like, Michael Jordan? Gary Coleman?
Gary Coleman or Gary
Not
Coleman?
A real dwarf, sir. How dare you put him in my family?
Gary Coleman's not an official...
No, he's not an official dwarf. We never let him in the meetings, and not because he's black. We let in Tony Cox. As I was saying that, I'm going like, who the fuck is a black dwarf? Who the fuck is a black dwarf? I had to think of one.
Did Gary Coleman die?
R.I.P. Gary Coleman. I'm sorry to be the one to break it to you.
I don't care.
Okay.
What the fuck do I care? I can barely get out of bed.
higher star ranking, Brad Williams, Wee Man, or Adam Ray?
Yikes.
I think you.
Ooh.
Brad Williams. Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay. All right.
But if we were to ask my mom and the
yeah.
and the rest of the Jews at Temple Beth Am in Seattle, they'd probably say Wee Man.
Okay. Very popular with the Jews.
Yeah.
Wee Man.
Yeah.
Very popular. He's got a string of taco
restaurants. He went to one Shabbat and they fucking love him.
Fuck. I got to do that one time. So you're going with Wee Man?
Yeah.
All right. Avery?
Yeah, well, Adam takes me on the road, and I want to keep working, so I'm going to say Adam Ray.
Great answer. Great answer.
Thank you.
Also, we'll see.
Okay.
Wee Man star ranking, 26,730.
Ooh.
Brad Williams star ranking, 17,167.
Oh.
Suck it, Wee Man.
Okay. Ooh.
That's a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Adam Ray star ranking.
Come on.
13,231, Adam Ray! Which means Avery went a perfect 3-for-3.
I know.
I was in the season premiere of the 2007 show, According to Jim.
That's what put
and
him
that
up.
That still
ahead.
Holds up.
That gave him the bump.
Once you go Belushi, you never go back.
So Tony Cox.
Tony Cox.
All right.
So Juicy Smollett. Michael Juicy. Jackson.
Juicy Smollett.
What's his name?
The fuck is that?
He's not a type of gum.
Isn't it?
Juicy.
Juicy Smollett. Fresh goes better. Juicy freshness. Fresh goes better when you think you're attacked by MAGA people.
Yeah, we'll work on the song.
Yeah, we're working on it. All right. Well, that was the game.
Great.
Avery won, everybody.
Give it up for Avery Pearson, huh?
Thank you very much.
Give it up. He gets to keep his piano and his family.
Wait a minute. Was that in the game?
And now, you guys ready for our next guest? You guys ready?
Yeah. One more time for Jesse Kirsten, by the way. Make some noise. Wait. And when is your special? Hang. Yeah, hang. When's your special?
When's your special coming out?
My special's coming out in October.
October.
My God, give it up. Just shot our hour Comedy Central special.
Comedy Central. So make sure you watch that. And now, come to the stage. Speaking of specials, he is my fellow degenerate on the Netflix Degenerates. He's got the amazing show The Bonfire on Sirius Satellite Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Big J. Ogerson!
Right, let's go down. Yay!
Big J.
Thanks for dressing up, pal.
Yeah.
You good?
It's my performing hoodie. Got a lot of shows tonight.
Now, I'm always jealous of like comics that have like a uniform. Like you wake up every day and go, all right, hoodie.
Yep.
Like your biggest decision is how many chains are you wearing today?
How many chains? It's always going to be gloves and something of jean shorts or jeans. It is very cartoonish. It felt cool until right this very minute.
Fuck, Brad. God. Way to make the guests feel welcome.
So you're a fuck up. Let's talk about it.
Brad is jealous because he can't rock the bling. Like, how many bracelets did you, when you started putting them on, did you go that many right away? Or?
I mean, there's three more got added just today.
For real?
Yeah, wow. It's constantly growing.
Do you, when you're in a certain city, are you looking to add to it? Like,
No, it's not that thought out, honestly. Yeah. It's just like, you know, these things are something that we're on, you know, St. Mark's Place. And yeah, nothing's like, there's no meaning to almost anything. This is supposed to be some sort of lava rock, essential oil bullshit. But I just like the way it jingles when I jerk off.
Please tell me the guy pitched
it. Sounds
that
like that old. It sounds like, you know, that percussion thing, like shh.
What's that called?
Ah, it's like you're jerking off in a rainforest.
That's nice.
Desolate Island.
No,
nice.
In a rainforest cafe, maybe.
Been there.
Jerked off there.
Yeah.
me too.
That seems like a place that they wouldn't get upset if they found someone.
Yeah, it's totally natural, right?
Challenge accepted.
I'll give you $50.
Done. Now, like I said during your intro, we're both on The Degenerates, which how many of you guys saw The Degenerates? Yeah. Half. The rest of you, fakers.
Episodes
life...
one and two, right?
Yeah,
you were one and two.
That's right. We're episodes one and two. Has life changed for you since then? You get more people in the audience.
It's been good. Yeah, I think the audience is getting bigger for sure.
Yeah,
it's cool, man. That Netflix is available.
It is nice to be able to tell people like, yeah, I have a comedy special. Like, how can I watch it? Like on your phone, right? Fucking now.
Yeah, immediately. And then I stand over their shoulder and I go, this part right here, this part. No, wait. I say, hang on, shh.
It's really good. It's really good.
You're going to laugh over the tag. I worked really hard on that tag.
You told one joke in that special that I had to run out of the room. It made me so, like, I was laughing and it made me so uncomfortable, but it was so funny. You talked about, how do I say this lightly?
My daughter's bush.
Your daughter's bush. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love you.
Wow.
I do.
You saw your daughter's bush.
Yeah, by accident.
Yes. Let's preface that.
If I'm going to be a good dad, I need to see everything.
Yeah. I was trying to see up her skirt to her underwear. It turns out. Come on. Who would admit that? Who would do that and tell a group of people?
Wait, how do you see it by accident?
Just walking past the door that was partially opened and like looking through it the wrong. It was just like it all lined up. The whole fate lined up to give me that jarring moment. It was awful. Yeah, it was absolutely terrible.
Now,
boy, Brad, you are two for two right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My goal is to make him cry. Like, when that happens, is your thought, I have to write a joke about this, or is it...
No, yeah, no, it fucked me up for a little bit, and then, you know, a few phone calls you make, and then you start realizing how hilarious it is.
Yeah.
And then I start telling it to a lot of people, and then I'm like... And then they go, hey, man, you're going to get do a special on Netflix, and then a lot of people are going to see that. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I guess I got to tell my daughter this situation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And then and lie to her and tell her I made it up. I think that's where we're at.
Yeah. I don't even know if I want to know the answer to this question.
You know, you want to hear something actually really fucked up that was never part of the joke? When I told her I was going to do this joke, I said, I'm making it up, but this is a joke I thought was really funny. I tell her, and she goes, geez, Dad. She was 15, I think, when I told her. She goes, geez, Dad, I mean, that's embarrassing. I go, I know, but I'm just, you know, it's not even real, so what's the big deal? And she goes, I mean, I'd rather you say, because I say I saw she had a full bush. That's the joke that I'm like, holy shit, my little girl. And then I go, and she goes, geez, Dad, I'd rather you'd say the opposite. And I was like, what the fuck? Don't talk to me like that. I don't want to know either of them.
She wants you to be like, saw my daughter. Please save it. Like,
man, she is good to go, man. The ice has been Zamboni. Get your sticks out, gentlemen. Yeah, that's what she would have rather I said. So she's fucked up. I was just reporting the news.
How much material are you finding to just pull from family life at this stage?
A decent amount. Yeah, I mean, she's 16 now, so it's all going to be coming. No, I'm actually happy on this one. Like, with the new hour that I'm building right now, there's actually not much about my daughter. I'm going to give her a break for a minute.
Yeah. I think she's earned it.
Someone did say to me, you know, she's cool about it, but it may be smacking her a little bit in some way that, you know, anything she feels she does can be taken as a joke. So
yeah, you should, yeah, I'm going to try to lay off that a little bit. Give your daughter her mother's card.
But yeah, so I might give her an hour of comedy break and then and I'll circle back around when she's dating some jerk off.
I would love to see the reaction of the guy who, like, I'm gonna meet the dad, and then you answer the door with the chains and the bracelets.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's gonna be fun.
I challenge him to a game of Guitar Hero.
Because, like,
you win, she'll give you a hand job at least, I promise.
Yeah. Because, like, I have a feeling that if I have a daughter and she starts dating and then starts bringing home dudes or whatever, they're like, oh, God, I got to meet the dad. And then they open the door, see me, and go, jackpot, I could take him.
Yeah. Like, or he'll be like, excuse me, little boy, where's your father?
Yeah, wait until they meet me, the dad. Oh.
Let me meet your dad. Jessica just comes out.
Hey, what's up? Get her home by 10.
I want you to have a daughter, and then when the kid comes in, you're cleaning a shotgun, but you have to, like, step on a chair so you can, like, clean the thing out. And then get down.
Hold on.
Yeah. Give me a second. Can you give me a boost?
You got to hold it like a bazooka.
It's a handgun, but I'm carrying it on my shoulder.
Is that a cap gun?
I'm so like, someone asked me the other day, because we're in Texas, they're like, hey, Brad, you going to get a gun? I go, no, because, like, I'm still scared of the recoil. Like,
it'll blast you back.
Yeah, I'm going to pull the trigger, and all of a sudden there's going to be a Roger Rabbit hole in the wall. All
right, what are you holding two hands a gun?
Wait, they said, do you want to? You should get a gun and do what? Just take it back to L.A.?
Well, because
that is a weird question. You're going to get a gun while you're here? Goes, I don't think you just get it and go home with it.
I don't know.
At the airport, like, hey, is that a gun on your hip? Because I got it here.
Guys, it's going cool.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's fine. I got
no,
it.
No, I'm going to tell them I'm the air marshal. I'm like, fuck, tax cuts. I want to make sure that I plug your amazing show on Sirius Satellite Radio, The Bonfire, with Dan Soder.
So good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you guys just two white male comedian friends that have other comics on and talk to them?
Huh?
You guys are two white male comedian friends that have other comics talk to them, and so you think you're better than us?
Yeah, two white males.
I just
winning.
Did it. It's so much fun. They're just brilliant. You guys are brilliant.
Yeah, man. You and Stern are my shit on Sirius. You guys
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
How long
had you
known
so
Dan prior to the show?
I knew a couple years since he came to New York to do comedy. He started like a few years after me. He's a little younger than me. But it was such a cool thing that we just had like a very organic... Like for when he still smoked cigarettes, we would sit outside and smoke cigarettes, just make each other laugh. But we didn't really hang outside of comedy at all.
Yeah.
And then my girlfriend one day suggested, she was like, why don't you guys do a podcast or something? You have such like a natural rhythm with each other. And then we just did like a demo, and a manager sent it off to Sirius, and then they gave us a chance to do the show. So it's been like...
That's awesome.
But it's been so fun, man, because like it really, I mean...
Yeah, what's the best
it's
part?
It's ridiculous to get paid for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wait, you get paid?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Shit, they just give me Skittles.
They're giving me a gun.
But I mean, in the... But you guys, in the world of like podcasting or talk radio, whatever, it's all the same thing, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Everything from like, you know, you had to deal with a fart in a cab today or something. Like, people listening and driving, they just want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting how much like... when I first got on the radio, someone... used a great word for it. You want to become people's religion. That's such a cool, thought it was like, it's a pretty intense way to put it, yet Howard Stern show is on in the background of my life every day.
Yeah.
At some point of every day when I'm in the shower, I just put it on because it's like your friends hanging out.
Yep.
That's cool. That's a cool thing to be able to do.
Have you gotten some insane messages or calls of people telling you something similar to that, or that like, you changed my life when you talked about that?
Yeah, or even just like, you know, I'm on dialysis and I have to drive 3 hours a day and you guys make me laugh when you were talking about, is this the sound of a girl squirting or a basset hound drinking water?
That's a real email.
Holy shit. Here I am playing IMDb star ranking. I didn't know that game was an option.
Is that a Parker Brothers game?
Holy shit. You guys have had such amazing guests on.
Yeah.
Any that stand out to you, other than Jessica, of course?
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, which one?
The one that you had the last time I was going to come on. That was Dice.
Oh, yeah. We had Dice call on the show, which
was
pretty awesome.
He was really happy, yeah.
Yeah, that really blew my mind.
What, you guys share finger glove stories?
Yeah. Two guys sharing finger glove stories.
Nice, Brad.
Damn, Brad.
We've had some cool... We had Paris Hilton come in by chance. Cindy Lauper. Kiss.
Hilton?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She was in... You know what's crazy about it? This is funny how the show works. We do 3 live shows a week and 1 pre-record. Mm. We do the pre-record throughout Tuesday and Wednesday before the live shows. We come in and do them. So while we were doing the pre-record one day, we noticed Paris Hilton's in the studio next to us. You can see there's a big porthole window. And we were playing like a Russian roulette game where we were putting up on the... On the video screen, I mean, her just gobbling cock. I mean...
Wait, coincidentally, or once you saw
it? No. Once we saw it, we were like, put it up, and we were seeing... Because we're all good people.
Yeah.
But...
It's what you
so
do.
We don't want her to see that we have it on, so you put it on, and we're all... It's like such a tense, like, I thought she was going to look up.
Yeah.
And she didn't look up. And then when she was leaving her studio, we cranked her her goofy club music that she made... in the studio and just had the door open just casually like we were hanging out listening to Paris. Like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. I can't believe you walked by when we were cranking out your hit.
Because this is what 4 dudes just listened to.
And then she came in and she was exactly what you expect. Alluring. I mean, me and Soder... How much do you want to hate her? And then she comes in, and as soon like Soder would make her laugh, and I'd be like, I'll say something funny. Yeah, that's kind of like this story I have. And she'd be like, yeah.
Guys, they're both good stories.
Wait.
She's saying things. That's why she's able to do everything she's able to do. You can't say no to anything. She says things in the moment that you nod your head to and think later, like, what? She goes...
Like profound
she goes,
shit.
I have a residency. I have a DJ residency in fucking Ibiza.
Yeah,
she flies to Ibiza weekly
to do a
DJ gig. And when she was saying it, I was like, it makes total sense.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Makes total. Why would they
You're
not play?
In the moment, right
yeah.
there. You're like, fantastic. Yeah. Of course.
When did she start DJing? By the way.
Right. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she has a residency.
God.
There's some Chinese kid figuring out program upon program to DJ.
Yeah.
And Paris Hilton just walks in and she's like, oh, it's something. These are my friends.
Yeah, Ibiza wants that.
Are you guys ready to get lit?
Oh, my God. Everyone get excited.
Avery just like Paris? Kids Bop DJ.
Yeah.
I'd kill a sister for her tomorrow. I swear to God I would.
Dang. That's, oh my God. That.
Raise the roof. Raise the roof.
I don't see that many bubbles.
Like, have you been to one of those clubs though that like has the celebrity DJs? Have you ever like you don't look like the club guy?
Goddamn right. Can't wear shorts in a club. No, man, that's never been my scene. If I figure the club thing, it's all meat market, right? That's the whole point, is to go kind of hook up. And I've never been the walk into a room and some hot girl dancing is going to go, who the fuck just walked in that door? So I need a place where I don't have to yell my funny quips. You know, yeah. I said that I've got a small dick, but I was kidding. My timing and rhythm is off comedically with...
My daughter has a big bush.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
It's a very jarring day for me. I said I saw my daughter's bush. No, an accident.
What sign are you?
No, you party here a lot?
Knowing your luck, that's the exact moment the music cuts and the beat drops.
Oh, yeah, totally.
The club is quiet. You're like,
no, my daughter has a big bush.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Saw my daughter's muff. You want to do coke off the back of a toilet?
They do it in Ibiza.
You used the word muff, and I found that charming.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about my daughter.
I can't.
What is your favorite word? Do you have a favorite word that you, like, are you always looking for new
changes? Yeah. It always changes. I don't know my favorite word. I can't think of even one particularly right now, but
any new vocab has entered the
We said plow before. I like that word.
Plow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to use as many words as possible.
Yeah, cuz it's very blue collar, like you're tending the soil down
there.
No,
I mean sexually.
Oh, okay.
I like that word.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it's got a blue collar thing,
right,
where it's like, yeah, I'm plowing, I'm putting work down there.
Sexual assault.
Yeah, I have to plow.
Sexual assault.
When I fuck, I have to plow. I can't give body rolls. I'm not fucking not Keith Sweat.
Keith Sweat.
Plap. Plap.
And who
I know my positions.
Like me, nobody.
You think Keith Sweat's jealous that he can't get a gig in Ibiza, but Paris Hilton can?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Why can't I get a gig there?
Is that how he talks, or he talks like that? What is
Keith Sweat?
Yeah.
He's got a very twangy voice. Yeah. Real nasally, man.
Yeah, he sounds like a guy that after he stops singing R&B, he's going to talk to a white man through his prison sentence.
Now you keep your head down and do the right thing.
Are you Keith Sweat?
Yes, I am. I know you want it.
Don't you tell nobody.
I mean, if you were to hear the sentence from someone's voice, that would make you feel like, it's not going to be that bad. Keith Sweat would be up there.
Hell yeah.
You're going to go to life in prison. Lethal injection. You got AIDS, but that's no longer a death sentence.
Playing all the hits.
I knew AIDS was going to come up.
Yeah. It has to.
We had an AIDS countdown clock in the back. If you had the under, you won.
It's AIDS time.
Worst party game
when's
ever.
That
could
coming
you imagine
to Sesame
an old Jewish
Street?
I just found out I have AIDS. You would never hear.
Can you believe I have AIDS? It's horrible.
I can't believe here, now I got here. AIDS. There I went to Israel and I got AIDS.
This is probably not funny, but sort of funny. It's fucked up funny, but I don't follow like porn stars or anything on social media at all, but I followed one particularly because she was one of the girlfriends on Tool Academy. Remember Tool Academy on MTV?
But that was the pickup lines?
No. Tool Academy is where they got guys that were... Pickup wasn't their problem. They were all like muscular jerk-offs, but like that was the idea. And like their girlfriends, they're just guys who cheat all the time and act like assholes.
Oh, gotcha.
And their girlfriends came on it. And one of the girlfriends ended up doing porn after that, which I'm always intrigued by. You use your moment of fame, be like... Can you sing or dance? I suck dick a lot, I guess. So this girl did like three or four scenes, I guess, in porn, and one of them was like a crazy like 30-person gangbang or something. And I would just follow her social media.
She would fight with people.
Yeah.
Isn't 15 enough for a gangbang?
I'd follow her.
What is that number? What's the over-under?
That's Adam Ray's children's book title.
I followed her social media, and it was always, you know, she's going like, look at my pink little asshole. It's so ready for... And just spreading her pussy and all this shit. And then one day it was like... Oh, boo. Looks like we all have to go get AIDS tests because some idiot wants to bang a tranny in Brazil or something. And then there's just nothing for a while. And then 2 months later, it's like, thank you all for your support and time. And I'm like, holy shit.
No.
Yeah. I jerked off to her last thing before AIDS. At some point, I jerked off. At some point, I jerked off to her getting AIDS. You know how confusing it is to look back on? I don't know what religion's God's going to be okay with that, man.
I jerked off her getting AIDS.
At the moment she got AIDS, at some point I was like, huh? Is someone coming?
You watched it again to try and figure out when the AIDS came.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that guy's got something.
Look at that guy. That's the moment, right?
That guy's scrawny. Look at that guy's. Yeah, he's giving it to her right there. Look at him.
Or did he say something? Did he go, and you got it? Yeah. That'd be fucked up. Jay, when did you start your crowd work show? What's your fucking deal?
9:30 tonight. Yeah. In moments.
But when did you start it? It's one of the best live shows.
We started in Montreal Comedy Festival.
Oh, nice.
I had the idea that I wanted to do a show that was just all crowd work. And then luckily I have a girlfriend who's a doer. And
yeah,
her,
she is.
Between her and Rebecca Trent, who you know runs the Creek in the Cave in New York City, they work together. They put together our festival, Skank Fest, every year, which is just fucking unbelievable. It's gotten amazing. And then they just, you know, organized us to do it, and they gave us a shot to go, and then got picked up, and we did it on CISO, and then that went away. That whole thing's gone.
Yep.
And then so we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with it now, but I just love that we get to do it live still. It's such a fun...
It's unbelievable.
It doesn't burn anyone's material. Yeah. Every comic is good at it. Even the comics that always go, you're great at it.
I love doing it.
You're great at it.
What do you tell people that don't feel like they have as strong a crowd work like arsenal? Like what
things that were told to me throughout comedy, like when you were funny in life, you weren't like writing for every... You know what I mean? Like I don't have notes for up here. We're just having a funny... Everyone up here is funny. Yeah. So you'll be funny. You know what I mean? It's just falling into it organically and finding the rhythm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, once you do, like any comic can do it. The thing you started doing comedy for wasn't like your written jokes. It was because you were a funny dickhead probably with your friends, and then you went pro.
Have you ever talked to somebody during a show where things just like they give up too much information and you felt like you needed to move on, or do you always go in more if someone's like...
No, if they'll give up... amazing.
Yeah.
That's the best part, is what people will answer. And then the back of the room's like guffawing at the question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, have you ever fucked him and his brother? And and she's like, 3 times. Oh!
Yeah.
No, I remember doing your show, and that's that was the night you discovered the woman in the audience who was a professional cuddler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is that?
A follow-up to that story. She begged me to do a session with her.
Yeah.
Because I was arguing. I go, well, this is a sexual thing. If people are hiring you to cuddle with them, she goes, no, it's a therapeutic, whatever. I'm not saying it's therapeutic. But it's because it's something sexual. They want you to do something sexual, whether you're doing it or not. She was not. So she kept telling me she wanted to do one with me to prove me wrong. And I just went, you have to be naked if you want to do it with me. And she goes, fine. She said, fine, so fast, Brad.
You're like, so you know that's happened before then.
Yeah, and I was fully clothed, and I just sat there. It was so nothing. We sat there like we were a couple and watched Steve Wilkos' show.
What?
I boned up 3 times, sent her on her way. Would I pay for the service? No. Sweetheart of a girl, though. And full bush.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah, it has to.
Or full bush.
It all comes full bush.
Back to bush.
Drawing it doesn't make it better.
All right,
Brad, what's our final game?
All right, our final game before we get out of here is the motto of Austin is keep Austin weird. Everyone's like, Austin's pretty weird. But everyone knows that the weirdest things always happen in Florida. So I think you guys are vying for the title. So I was going to read some headlines.
Wait, what's this game called?
Austin or Florida?
Ave?
Austin or Florida? Are they the same? Let's find out if they're different.
Nice. Guys, Avery Pearson, come on. These songs are original. Again, and he spent all night writing.
Just...
A lot of people are calling Avery today's Dylan.
Thank you.
So I'm going to tell you.
Dylan. He was shitty.
I'm going to tell you a story. You tell me, Austin or Florida.
Great.
All right. Walmart bans woman after she drinks wine from a Pringles can and rides on an electric cart and runs into customers.
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Before even, you just said Walmart. Jay was like, Florida.
Pringles can, wine, Florida.
All right.
That lady has a son who never wears a shirt.
You're saying Florida?
For sure.
Jessica?
I think Florida, too.
All right. Adam?
I'm horrible at this game.
Man, I'm going, yeah, it's Florida. It's got to be.
Okay.
It's too crazy.
All right. Avery?
Florida and Walmart are synonymous.
Well, no one's got a point because that happened right here in Austin,
oh,
Texas.
Shit. Good for you guys.
Oh, man. Congratulations on your local garbage.
Yeah. Oh, my first loss.
All right. A man was arrested for DUI after mistaking a bank drive-thru for a Taco Bell.
Well, who hasn't done that?
I've done.
My instinct is to say Florida again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you wouldn't do two Austins back-to-back. I'm making too much of a game of it, huh?
What does your heart tell you?
I'm going to say Austin. This is a drinking town, and people have to drive.
Yep. I'm going to say Austin, too. I agree. That's what my gut tells me.
All right. Adam Ray?
Yeah, I feel like Taco Bell is getting devoured here on the reg. So let's go Austin.
Okay. I'm gonna go Florida to try and steal a point.
Well, you did steal that point because it's Florida.
You know what? You know, I swear to you, I should have went back and changed my answer. When you said again... Taco Bell, that was the give. No one in Austin's going to go to fucking Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Mexico,
not, yeah, they got too much good
Mexico
stuff.
Mexico was ants. One homeless piss squirt away from this place.
There's ants.
Florida is straight Taco Bell garbage.
Two more.
I respect it. Last time I went to Florida, ordered Taco Bell. They bring it to you now.
What? That can't be good for America.
It sure can't.
A man called 911
because the sincerity in your voice on that, it's not going to be at all.
Because he got high and thought that his wife was actually a Black Widow spider. Wow, I think that's the person, or you know the person.
Yeah, yeah.
You answered that way too quickly. Like,
it
was
Tuesday.
Man called 911 because he got high, thought his wife was a Black Widow spider.
Well, people probably smoke more pot here than Florida, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
And there's more creatures here.
Brad, how many people have called the cops because they thought you were something else?
yeah.
There's a wolf in my house. There's a wolf. Oh, it's Uncle Brad. Hey, Uncle Brad. Sorry. I thought a wolf got in.
I'm glad you said wolf. That was a compliment to me.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I thought he was going to be like praying mantis or some shit like that. That's good. All right. 911 because he got high, thought his wife was a Black Widow spider.
I think that's Austin.
Okay, awesome.
Jessica? I'm going to say Florida to try to win 1 point.
All right.
This is...
Adam?
I'm going Austin for sure.
Austin?
Yeah.
Avery.
Yeah, I'm gonna go desert spider in Austin. Are we in a desert? I don't know.
Well, we have a tie at the top between Avery and Jessica because that was Florida.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah. All right. So now we got to do, the tiebreaker.
Do that grandma story.
Oh, the grandma story. Yeah. Well, like you're out. This is just between Avery and Jessica.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the championship.
Okay.
A grandma.
Wait, let me read this one.
Okay, you read it.
A Texas Oh, shit. All right.
Well, Austin or Florida, everybody? Yeah.
Wait, maybe they didn't hear
Florida.
It.
Florida!
Wait, I still want to read it. This one's amazing.
Okay. Texas grandmother moved to Florida and then...
Back to Texas and then back to Florida.
Detroit.
Back to Florida and then... Who knows? But she did this.
Worst game show host ever.
I was like, no, I got it. Let me read this one.
I haven't slept a lot.
That's hilarious. You didn't get through two words.
A woman from Austin.
The answer is
all right, girl, let me just read it.
The first word is Texas.
Well, I didn't. Well, then delete it. Grandma bashes robber with scooter after machete-wielding pair in clown masks attack.
What?
What?
I don't even know what you just said.
Can I get a translation
on
that?
Can you say that again slower?
So a grandma... Brad, move your head. Grandma bashes robber with scooter after machete-wielding pair in clown masks attack.
Two clowns attacked her.
They'll probably get a deal before we do.
With machetes, so they were going like full purge.
If a train leaves the station at New York at 10 a.m.
If you see the Flying Karamazov brothers with your mom.
Brad, I'm going to say Austin, Texas, final answer.
All right, read the last one. Fuck that one. Read the last one. Okay. The true tiebreaker.
Okay.
Yes, this is the true tiebreaker. let's do it. Okay.
Okay.
A man's African gray parrot
That's a good one.
Is using Amazon Alexa to order things online. The man comes home and will constantly find random boxes.
That's amazing.
On their front doorstep.
Oh, shit.
That's a picture on a Florida license plate.
Yeah.
Jessica, what you got?
I'm going to say Florida.
All right. That means Avery, by default, has to go with Austin.
I will go with Austin because Austin's very famous for having Alexas or whatever.
Great. Abe, give us a drum roll.
Oh, okay. Did I win? 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 Did I win?
She has twins coming and a championship coming.
Jessica Kirsten for the win.
Happened in Tampa. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the About Last Night podcast. You guys have a good time tonight. Big J. Oakerson. Jessica Kirsten.
Thank you guys so much.
Avery Pearson. Adam Ray. I can't say my own name.
Hey,
you do.
Brad Williams.
Thank you guys. Have a great festival. Thank you, Moon Tower.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Meh, what's up, dog? This is your pal Bugs Bunny. Say, I got a question for you. Do you know who has the head of Elmer Fudd and the body of Foghorn Leghorn? Why, that's Adam Ray and Brad Williams. Ain't I a stinker?